وعن عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة متفق عليه. Between the chapter on the virtues of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also having reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about generosity. So Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that safeguard yourself from Jahannam, from hellfire, even if it is by giving half a date in charity. Now this hadith teaches us that it doesn't matter what the size is, what the amount is. So long as you are giving something in charity, the charity will come to our assistance on the day of Qiyamah. And what greater assistance can there be on that day when some charity of ours will save us from the fire of Jahannam? Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ, even if it's one portion, one half, small piece of kajur, break that thing and give someone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the amount that is important, it's the fact that the person is giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the sight of Allah ta'ala, nothing too little is too little. And nothing too much is too much also in the sight of Allah ta'ala. Whatever we do is only the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will grant us acceptance. It's all about the person's niyat. If a poor person gives something, it may be something small, but in the sight of Allah it is something very, very great. Therefore, as Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi would say, that in projects, etc., when a person is getting involved in, then ensure that you take the money of the poor people. Normally when a person is putting up a masjid, a madrasa or something, the first thought goes, which is this rich person, that rich person I can call, that rich person. The mind is going there because we can get big amounts. But what Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi is saying, that ensure that you take the money of the poor people. Not to say you don't take the money of the rich, but don't leave the poor people out. Because the money that is given by a poor person is given a lot of ikhlas. When a person is giving 100,000 rand, there's something that goes in the heart. Let's see how much I'm giving. I'm a big contributor. I'm giving 1,000,000 rand. See what a big contributor I am. But a man that's giving 100 rand, is there any bragging going on? I'm only giving 100 rand. So there's a lot of ikhlas in that. And this is what is important. This is what is weighty. Is the person's sincerity is what is weighty. It's not the amount in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala looks to see what sincerity a man is giving out, even if it's a small amount. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَىٰ. Whoever has done any atom's weight of good, he shall see it. Now the small hadith will do, shows us the style and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال مَا سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَيْئًا قَطُّ فَقَالَ لَا. As Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never asked for anything to which he replied no. Nothing. He never replied no. He never said the word la. Therefore one poet so beautifully say, Ma qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la qattu lawla at-tashahhudi lakana la'uhu na'am. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam never ever said this word no. If somebody had to ask him for anything, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately would give that person. Somebody is asking him, he would give. And if he didn't have to give that person, when he got it, then he would give. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the poet is saying that this word la was not in the vocabulary of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lola tashahud, if it wasn't for the shahadat that we read, ashhadu Allah. This word la comes in our shahadat. Ashhadu Allah ilaha. If it wasn't for that, then even the la of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been na'am. The no of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been yes. In other words, this was his style. That he wouldn't tell people no. Just a way of expressing. So what it means is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so magnanimous, so generous. Anybody would ask him for anything, he would give. It doesn't matter. The amount is not the important thing. Important thing is the heart. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of bringing such qualities in our lives. This is just to inspire us and to teach us. Yes, there will be situations, people will ask, there will be situations where people will misuse the money. For example, a person is a drug addict, person is a drunkard, and now you know that if you give him money, then this person is going to abuse it. In a situation like that, see what a person can do in another way, assist him with some food item or some other small item that he can eat. So then this person maybe can use that instead of abusing the funds. But the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam wouldn't turn anybody down. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of being more and more generous. We don't know in which cause we will give, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us many, many more fold. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.